I think these are news that are repeated, I would say. We have not seen lately smugglers using this route so much, but apparently since the decrease in the arrivals in the Greek islands of the Eastern Aegean, there is a corresponding increase, I would say, in the arrivals in Italy. And now we see this incident off the coast of Crete, which suggests, an increased traffic towards the central Mediterranean route.
Many people have heard of the work that the UN does in terms of assisting refugees, but people may not be so familiar with the UN Office on Drugs and Crime's involvement in this. Tell us about your office's work.
The mandate of UNODC is to assist states strengthen the criminal justice responses against various criminal phenomena and situation. So our aim is actually to assist states in disrupting the operations of the smugglers, of the networks who facilitate these irregular flows for financial or material benefit. And of course, in the same time, protect persons that are the object of smuggling, assist the states in upholding their rights and saving their lives. So our main target is actually the organized criminal aspects behind this phenomenon of smuggling, which of course are responsible for the maritime movement and the maritime flows in the Mediterranean and unfortunately the many deaths we are witnessing.
The UN and some of its partners have expressed fears that with the warmer weather in Europe, we may see even more migrant flows. What more needs to be done to help curb this?
What needs to be done? Many things, I would say. Of course, we need to address the root causes of the problem. Of course, prosecuting the smugglers, trying to dismantle the networks that are behind these movements, trying to investigate and prosecute them is a part of the answer. But we also need prevention. We need to promote and reinforce development programs and to provide people who are moving, people who are vulnerable to being smuggled, with opportunities and incentives not to fall prey to the smugglers, I would say. And in that context, I mean, development programs between countries of origin, transit or destination are very important to address those root causes. And of course, we need to strengthen the international cooperation against the smugglers, international cooperation not only with regards to particular cases affecting countries of origin, transit, and destination, but also in terms of exchange of information, sharing of knowledge, sharing of information about the routes, the methods, the modi operandi used by the smugglers in order to better tackle their operations.